the pace of our offense, just getting everybody lined up, getting to the line, getting the pre-snap read on the defense, and ultimately making the right decisions on the fly. And it's over and over again. You see how many reps we get. You see how fast practice moves. So, the big adjustment is just the pace that we're on.
What is that process for you? Are you getting the play in from Shermer? Are you looking at the sidelines for the hand signal?
Kind of doing both. We have to learn the signals here. So I'm trying to – I hear Pat, but, I want to make sure I know the signals as well, just in case the headset ever goes out. But, pretty much getting it from Pat. And, the transition has been smooth for all of us. We're having a great time with it.
Mike, what are your thoughts on the music?
It's fun. It's different. It gets you going. It keeps you involved. The thing is, it's challenging because you have to stay involved mentally. But I think it's going to help us when we're playing on the road.
Now, are you able to make requests, or do they just play whatever they want?
No. We don't. Last thing I'm worried about is music out there.
How long do you expect to go in splitting first-team snaps?
I don't know. I just try to make the most out of each and every snap I get. Just try to be the best at my decision-making and helping get guys lined up and making sure the offense moves smoothly when I'm out there. And, that's the most important thing. I'm having a good time learning, everything and making an adjustment well. And the transition has been great. So, it's football. We're having fun with it.
And does your experience timetable on when the quarterbacks start to separate a little bit, guys start working with exclusive teams?
I can't tell you when, guys will start to separate. Coach Kelly is going to make the determination on, what he feels is best for our football team. Nick, myself, Matt, and Dennis want to do is just continue to try to be the best that we can be each and every day, and compete amongst ourselves.
Sorry, for the most part in your career, you've been de facto starting quarterback. A few years ago, though, you weren't, and you had some experience as a backup. Does that help you in this sort of scenario where you are not, quote-unquote, the only starter?
Yeah, well, in my mind, in my heart, I'm always feel like I'm a starter in this league. I think until the day I can't run anymore, I can't throw anymore. But, I think the mindset you got to have is that you're going to be the number one guy. And that's the approach you have to have. And, I feel that way. I'm going to continue to keep working hard. Nick is going to continue to keep working hard. Dennis is going to keep working hard. We're going to keep pushing each other, keep competing, and keep competing with ourselves, most importantly. I try to go out and get the most out of the game, but I compete with myself more than I compete with anybody else around me.
What went through your mind?
It's just another quarterback that we have to mold. And prepare and get ready to play ball in case he has to. That's what this game is about, man. It's always going to be guys who get drafted. It's always going to be guys behind you who's going to push you or in front of you, and you got to push them. That's the name of the game. You can't become complacent.
He talked last week about coming in and wanting to compete for the starting job. He spoke, he praised you and Nick, but he said he was here to play. That's not usually what you hear from a rookie quarterback. How do you take that?
I would say the same thing. We all got to go out there and get the job done and compete. And, at the same time, continue to compete amongst one another. And the competition will never stop. Everybody will get their opportunities, and we're excited about it.
Yeah, Jim has an idea.
You guys have been very attentive and wanting to learn. What have you learned from Chip so far?
I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot. I'll be sitting right here for the next hour if I try to, reiterate all the things that he's, has been able to instill in us, as a unit. And, he's done a great job, in making us, believers in his philosophy and what he want. And it don't stop there. It's still early. We still got a long way to go. And, it's a lot of thinking that has to be done, a lot that has to go into our schemes and our game plans, and it takes time. So we're trying to enjoy each and every day, get the most out of each and every day, and most importantly, win every day.
Mike, how does the defense look to you?
Defense look good. They look fast. We got to continue to make them better, and they got to make us better. So they're giving us good looks right now. They mixed in some blitzes today that we didn't expect, and we was able to get the ball out, throw hot a little bit, but you know, I commend them for their effort so far. They're doing a great job.
You were running some option plays there, you and Shady and Bryce a couple times. Has Chip talked to you about how much he'd like to run those with you here in the NFL?
It's a part of our offense. You know, it's what we do. You know, you might see it, you might not, but it looked pretty good. You know, and that's what you know, you all seen, and that's what I know. So, no, it's very exciting. It's a lot of innovation, and you know, it's refreshing for a lot of us. And you know, we're trying to make sure that we make it work.
As a player, how long does it take to adjust to like a Chip Kelly practice, the pace of it, and everything?
Well, it took us about, you know, 3 or 4 practices. You know, when we had our first veteran mini camp, but you know, the last 3 weeks, you know, we've just been going over things and just trying to get a feel for the pace. And I think today everybody is a lot more relaxed and was able to just focus in on that job and what needed to be done.
Mike, what's the level of expectation out there? Because it seems like there's not a lot of time to correct things. There's not a lot of time for coaches to get in there and explain things. So, I mean, how's the difference in level of expectation from the coach when you're running around like that?
I mean, they don't expect us to get everything right, but they do expect us to learn from our mistakes. And as a player, you should make that first priority. I know I do. It's only a mistake if you make it twice. So, you know, you something happens, you get coached on it, you got to keep it moving, you watch the film, and you get it right. And I think, you know, a lot of our guys, you know, are doing a great job of getting it right the first time out. But, you know, you got to consistently do it over and over again. And that's what you measured on, your consistency. And that's one thing Chip stressed us. How consistent can you be day in and day out?
So the corrections being made in the
You
class.
Want to stand right here?
No, I'm sorry.
So are the corrections being made in the classroom then, and then you're expected to take them out? Is it more, I guess, with less time between plays, and Macklin said less standing around, are those corrections happening maybe in the classroom now?
Yeah, it's happening in the classroom because we got to keep going. You know, the thing is, we're so used to getting in the huddle and you know, going back and talking to your coach or getting a coaching point. There's no time for that. We gotta go. We gotta go. That was my biggest thing. Yeah, I was, you know, looking at Coach Sherman for a tip or looking back at Chip to see if I did it the right way. But we just gotta keep going, and that's good because that's what you gotta do in the game. You know, everything's not gonna be perfect. You gotta keep going. Gotta keep moving.
What do you think it's gonna take to win the starting quarterback job?
I think for any quarterback to be the starting quarter, you know, starter for their football team, you gotta be consistent. You know, you got to be consistent. You got to make good decisions. And you got to be confident. And you got to be a team leader. And you know, we got that. You know, so we're trying to, you know, get the most out of each and every quarterback that we have. I know Coach Kelly is. And that's the way he's going
to
coach.
Mike, as a player, how much stock do you put into
that? Does a starter need to be established by a certain time for the team's sake?
I'm sorry. You got to repeat that.
For the team. Does a starting quarterback need to be announced, established by a certain time going into the season?
No.
You said it could be 5 days before the season?
Yeah, it could be. You never know. I mean, the thing is, you know, none of the quarterbacks are focused on being, you know, what everybody want right now. You know, we got to learn this system. We got to understand it. We got to be able to go out and do it each and every day and get better every day before – you know, somebody is thrust into that position. You know, we all feel like we can do it. You know, and we should feel like we can do it. I feel like I can do it. But I know it's a lot that I got to learn, and I want to, you know, get all the, you know, the intricate parts of this offense, you know, into my grasp. And then once I do that, then I can just go out and play free.
Thanks, as a player, Mike. How much stock do you place in the depth chart?
A lot.